Some towns take the name of a state. That is the case of Louisiana, Missouri. It is an early Mississippi River town that flourished here on the banks of that day's major highway. It still has quite a story to share, and it's next on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here along the Mississippi River in northern Missouri, you'll find one of the state's oldest settlements.
The first white settlers are thought to have arrived around 1790. That's not for certain, but that's what some of the history books say.
Bill Engel shares the story from Louisiana, Missouri.
Then came Stark Brothers Nurseries in 1816, founded by James Stark, who came with a couple of apple trees and planted here in this great land of the Golden Hills, the Indians called it.
But an actual town was yet to be formed. The Stark Brothers Nursery and increasing commerce on the river eventually gave root to a place that remains today.
Louisiana came along in 1818, so Stark Brothers predates Louisiana, then Pike County came along after that, and then the state of Missouri. So everything that's here now in Pike County came before the state of Missouri did in 1821.
The city of Hannibal, just up the river to the north, receives plenty of attention as the boyhood home of author Mark Twain. Yet much of the history here in Louisiana predates the happenings upriver. This town has worked hard to preserve many of the gems that date back to the early days of Louisiana, Missouri.
A lot of Mesker homes and a lot of older buildings, a lot of wonderful mansions, the antebellum type of structures. And it's just great to see that we have regular tours by another historian here in town who is very adamant about keeping this history alive.
Today, the town has just over 3,000 residents. It has many great places to see and explore. Traveling the Countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.